Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, you're sounding well.
Thank you.
Yeah, interesting call that last one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't give them a great reputation.
No, it doesn't, but we want to find out if it's right.
That's right.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, John, I'm calling you about the Olympics. Got a bit of news which you might find interesting and also to your listeners. I find the thing about the French and France very interesting, and not for the right reasons. Do you know where I'm coming from?
No. Don't tell me you've got some conspiratorial theory about it.
No, it's just that, I mean, why is there so much focus on France? Like, it's the Australian Olympics, and didn't the Olympics actually go back to, was it Greece?
Yeah, the ancient Olympics, the modern Olympics started in, the coup d'etat started the modern Olympics in France.
Yeah, and I mean, I just don't understand it. I'm not going to say anything too negative about it, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's very difficult for a lot of people to understand, but I need to find out whether or not this has been a modern Olympics tradition, and if it has, it might have been a mark of respect to the good Baron who founded the modern Olympics. It might have been a mark of respect to him, I don't know. But it does seem to be extraordinary when we're in an English-speaking country, and the English-speaking country is hosting the Games, that we're expected to welcome everybody in French before we welcome them in English.
True, but you know, nothing stays the same forever, and it might be quite timely to actually do something about it. A couple of other things, John.
Yeah.
I'm actually an official Olympic volunteer, and for the most part, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic out there. A couple of things. Some of the volunteers, and some people from some of the other areas, some of them are on power trips.
They're what?
On power trips. Like, I think just because they're involved in the Olympic Games that they're,
Oh, you mean members of committees and things?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about that. It's about the athletes and just having a good time, not about, you know, we can exert authority and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what it should be about. But, you know, the IOC is a big club.
Mm.
A big club.
Yeah.
And a big rich club as well.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, well, I tell you, there's a book that came out. I talked to the fellow who wrote it. Last night on the television show, a fellow called Andrew Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Great Olympic Swindle.
Yeah.
And you'd like it.
I think I would.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you would. You should have a look at it. It is a particularly interesting book.
Mm.
And he said some quite extraordinary things that simply verify what you're saying.
Mm.
There is a lot of bullying. There is a lot of megalomania. A lot of people do get preoccupied with their own greatness. And I can lend the book to you. It's called The Great Olympic Swindle, written by Andrew Jennings.
It's on a couple of other things as well.
Okay, be quick.
Okay, I think it might actually turn out to be the cleanest Olympic Games ever.
I hope so.
I mean, if they're getting rid of, I mean, they're probably not the Chinese and other countries as well. I mean, there might only be half a field left, but at least they might be clean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think there'd be much argument about that.
Hey, by the way, did you hear the rumour about the taxi driver that found the, you know how he found the camera for the bloke the other day?
Yeah, well, I don't know the story because obviously the other day I wasn't reading the newspaper.
No, fair enough. Congratulations. Yeah. I actually heard that the fellow who lost the camera, the journo, he actually re-lost it again after the camera getting handed back to him.
Really?
Yeah, mate. Fair enough.
Well, wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, there you go. Anyway.
Nor does it distress me.
Yeah. Oh, all the best to everyone.
He did lose it again. Thanks for your call. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, John.
Could I ask you, how old are you?
I'm
29. Good on you, and you're an Olympic volunteer.
Absolutely.
Good man.
All right,
thanks for your call. Don't forget that book now, will you?
Okay, I'll get it.
Okay, written by Andrew Jennings. I talked to him last night on the television program. He's not very popular with the IOC. Little wonder, I've got to tell you. I don't know whether you saw the interview or not. He spent the past 10 years or so following the head honchos around the world and then writing about their corruption. He gave me the inside running on the bid for the IOC presidency that everybody in Australia seemed to think was a lay-down was there for Kevin Gosper. Listen what he said to me when I said, what are the chances of Kevin Gosper for the top job? Listen.
Kevin doesn't have a constituency. Australia's done the wolf all over his eyes if he thinks he's got any chance of IOC president. He's not on the shortlist this time. If he only realised that, he could become a human being. He said he's walking around with all those vital parts, you know, very tight, so he doesn't do anything wrong. What does he do? He does something wrong every week. I think he's a sad man. I used to get cross about him, but I pity him now.
We talked about drugs as well. And I said, even in the wake of all these drug cheats being caught, as my caller from a moment ago, what a nice young fellow he was, Andrew Jennings told me that we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back too soon about all this.
I wouldn't get too carried away. because there's plenty more drugs, as far as we know. We know there's something unsexual like human growth hormone. EPO, the test should have been legitimized years ago, and it's disgraceful. The IOC squandered money on itself over years and didn't fund the scientists until this late date.
Yeah. So he does say some interesting things. I'm not sure whether we should really replay a bit of that that interview closer to the games, because it's an amazing book, and he does make some amazing comments. The book, incidentally, is called The Great Olympic Swindle, as I said, and it's released and available now. And I commend it to you. It's a very, very interesting book. He's a fairly outspoken fellow.
Keeping track on who and what is making news around Australia.
We have news.